Hopkins, the rookie last year. Have you seen him take another
one? Yeah, I think he's playing really well. We watched their explosive plays on Monday or Tuesday, and, you know, he's a big part of them, and I think that he's playing outstanding right now. I mean, I think he averages over 17 yards a catch, which is, you know, unbelievable. That's an explosive play in our mind per catch. So,
Bob, what's success against a receiver like that or Andre that's going to get their yards and catches? I mean, at the end of the day.
Well, I mean, you'd like to keep them below their average, and you'd like to keep their targets. You know, you don't want, if they're targeted 8 times, you would not like 8 catches. So you want their targets percentage-wise to be down. And, you know, that's happened with some receivers that we faced in the past. And, you know, so that's every week, though. I mean, we come in here, we talk every week. There's excellent receivers or tight ends or running backs or quarterbacks. So it is the NFL. So every week you just got to be on top of your game, and our guys have done a good job with that.
One sack last 3 games combined. What did they do with just their line, or did they give us?
I think that his mobility. You know, I know he wasn't. Mellett was in there for, you know, a couple of those games, but I know Fitzpatrick, his mobility, I mean, he creates some problems with the pass rush there, you know, so, and they have a good offensive line, their left tackle's outstanding, you know, so.
What are you learning about Pelvin in his second game of playing?
He can run. Did you see him run, man? Yeah, he can run, you know, when he chased down Beckham on the reverse. I mean, that was pretty sweet. I mean, the guy is an instinctive player, and I said this last week to you guys, I think, is that even though he's lean, okay, he does not get banged around. He plays physical in there for his size. So that obviously, and he's very instinctive and fast and long, and, you know, he has a lot of qualities and a great guy. He's taken, the leadership that the older guys have given him. He's taken it, and has become better because of it. You know, he's learning how to become a pro at a young age. I think that's really going to be a big plus for him in the future.
Sanderick Marks exceeded your expectations for him this year?
We always thought Sanderick is, you know, we talked about a little earlier, you know, the 3 technique, defensive tackle. He gets a lot of one-on-ones, and that guy's put in position to make some plays, and Sanderick has done it. You know, we felt that way last year with him. So, you know, we really feel like he's playing at a high level, and, you know, Sanderick expects that from himself, but, you know, his effort, his leadership, all those things along with his ability have allowed him to play at the level he's playing at right now.